There was a lot to like. Not only did a 6-0 win end their Ontario Hockey League Western Conference quarterfinal series with the Guelph Storm, the win also continued some positives for the Sioux Greyhounds in what was a solid opening round playoff series for the club. "It was workmanlike," said Greyhounds coach John Dean of the win, which gave the team a 4-1 series victory in the process. "The guys went out there with purpose and had a job to do. They were concerned about the team over the individual tonight, and it paid dividends over the course of 60 minutes. It's a good, complete effort by our group." The Greyhounds opened the scoring in the game with a pair of goals in the first period to put the Storm behind early. "Every playoff game, coming out strong is important, and scoring the first goal is big," added overage forward Ty Kartai, who had a pair of early goals for the Greyhounds in the win. For the Storm, the series with the Greyhounds provided a learning experience for a young Guelph team, including in Saturday's loss. "They come in waves, and they score in bunches," associate coach Chad Wiseman said. "We competed well, and our work ethic was strong. To the last buzzer, there was no quit, even when it was 6-0. I couldn't be more proud of the group. It's an experience for them. We're a young team, and unfortunately, it's part of the process is learning from that and what they do really well and putting that into our future and being able to adapt and change and grow as a group." After discipline was a factor for the team earlier in the series, Dean expressed pleasure when asked about the Greyhounds' discipline in Game 5. "We have an emotional group," Dean said. "I'm an emotional coach, and unfortunately sometimes the players feed off of that in the wrong way. Today, it was clear that they understood the mistakes of Game 4 and they weren't going to let that happen again. I really enjoyed the discipline after the whistle. The refs did a great job too. They managed it. They were very vocal, and our guys need that." Dean was pleased with the defensive effort of his team, throughout the series picking up a pair of shutouts and surrendering just 6 goals in their 4 wins in the series. "Our guys are doing a really good job of protecting inside the dots, blocking shots when they need to, and boxing out in front of our goaltender," Dean said. "Our defensemen had an unbelievable series. Their commitment to both sides of the puck was pretty incredible." Wiseman said the goals showed the young group in Guelph the importance of details. "Those are the little details that a young group unfortunately doesn't understand, like the importance of winning a face-off or not losing a face-off clean, getting out in shooting lanes," Wiseman said. "Those are tough goals to give up." Kartai opened the scoring for the Greyhounds just under 9 minutes in when he beat Storm starter Jacob Oster from the top of the right circle after taking a pass on a clean face-off win by Bryce McConnell-Barker. Kartai then made it 2-0 at 13:11 off another face-off win by McConnell-Barker. Kartai took the pass and beat Oster from the right circle high stick side. "Those are huge," Dean said of the opening period goals. "We were doing a good job of limiting opportunities against, but the game was vanilla. It's not like we were dominating the game by any means." Then Ty scores, off faceoff wins by Bryce, and you could see our team say, "Okay, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to limit their opportunities and take the opportunities that we get and play it in stride." Cole McKay extended the lead to 3-0 when he redirected a pass in tight from Rory Karens on the left side at 5:40 of the second period on the power play. The Greyhounds took a 4-0 lead with 37.8 seconds to go in the second period when Calvin Watson redirected a pass at the top of the crease from Tyler Savard on the left side past Oster. The goal came after a give and go between Savard and Robert Kalisti in the slot. Jack Thompson made it 5-0 Greyhounds early in the third period when he took a cross-ice pass in the right faceoff circle from Karens on the left side and beat Oster short side at 2:04 on the power play. Watson made it 6-0 at 8:48 when he went to the net and redirected a pass from Savard in the left corner past Oster. In addition to 2 goal performances from Kartai and Watson, Thompson finished the night with a goal and an assist, while McConnell-Barker, Karens, and Savard had a pair of assists each. Samuel Ivanov made 23 saves to pick up the shutout. Oster made 28 saves for the Storm. With the series win, the Greyhounds now await the results of the remaining Western Conference quarterfinal series that are still in action to determine their opponent for round 2. Facing elimination on Saturday night, the Sarnia Sting beat the Windsor Spitfires in overtime to extend their series. The Spitfires will take a 3-2 series lead into Game 6 on Sunday afternoon in Sarnia. The remaining two series, which see the Flint Firebirds facing the Owen Sound Attack and the London Knights meeting the Kitchener Rangers, are each tied at 2. Both are set to resume on Sunday afternoon. After the melee in Game 4 in Guelph, both teams were without key players due to suspensions for Saturday's game. The Greyhounds played the game minus goaltender Tucker Tynan, who was suspended 3 games after receiving a match penalty for intent to injury after taking a swing at Storm forward Sasha Pastuyev. Pastuyev was handed a 2-game ban for a charging major in the game after running into Tynan earlier in the play. Guelph forward Danny Zhilkin was suspended for 2 games for coming off the bench during the melee, and Storm coach George Burnett was also suspended 2 games for Zhilkin leaving the bench.